Well, it's 9:05 o'clock. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yomul Khamis, the 22nd of Safar, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the program this beautiful Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Safar 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 17 and verses 5 and 6. In yesterday's lesson, I mentioned to you that the tafsir we are using is from the book Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. Every alim, every student, every person who knows the Arabic language should procure a copy. It's green cover and you will find it on the internet as well. And the author is Salah Khalidi. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah informed us, the Israelites, that is the Jews today, latufsidunna fil ard, is mentioned in the Torah, in future they will commit crimes and fasad and mayhem and chaos on this earth twice, and wala ta'alunna, and the uluwan kabira, they will be very, very arrogant and proud. So when is the first time? It is fi zamanin Nabiyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam in Madina Munawwara. And we see that what happened during that time, the three Jewish tribes, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza, so they were then kicked out, expelled, and they were then in Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Madina Munawwara, and they Almighty Allah gave a magnificent victory to the Muslims. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the banner and the flag on that occasion. The month was Muharram. The year was the 7th year of the Hijrah. The banner was given by the Master alayhi salatu salam to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And when the battle started and erupted, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu dispatched one of their biggest leaders and warriors, Mirhab, straight to Jahannam and Hellfire. And their big fort and their big castle where they were in the fort, so that is Qamus, that also Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu managed to enter through it. So this is what Almighty Allah is speaking about, how victory was given to the Muslims, and this was in the Battle of Khaybar. Chapter 17, verse 5 and 6. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ أُولَاهُمَا إِذَا and جَاءَ, for the future tense now. So when it comes, وَعَدُ, the warning and the promise of the first of the two fasad, that when they will commit mischief, mayhem, chaos, treachery, there, the first one of the two, فَأَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ, we will appoint against you. So we, Almighty Allah, stamping His authority, sovereignty, majesty, and therefore the royal pronoun is used against you, alaykum, the Jews. Ibadallana, our special servants. Understand this terminology of Quran Sharif. When the word ibad is used, then it refers to the pious Muslims. Over 90 times it is used in the noble Quran. When Allah uses the word abid, then that is normally refers to the non-Muslims. So that is terminology of Quran. Ibad al-lana, so our special servants, the beloved Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam, uli ba'asin shadid, they were the ones who had the great power and were very, very strong. So now they feared none except Almighty Allah. Fajasu, and they entered khilal ad-diyar, right inside the innermost portion of your homes. So they went and inside your forts and everything, and they decimated and destroyed the Jews. They were humiliated and disgraced. Wakana wa'adam maf'ula, and that promise came to pass, meaning that Almighty Allah gave a magnificent victory to the Muslims. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the noble Quran. And Almighty Allah states, remember, wa awrathakum ardahum wa diyarahum wa amwalahum wa ardan lam tatauha. And Almighty Allah made you inherit, remember, Khaybar, Fadak, all that, their land, their homes, their wealth, and that piece of land you never even walked there before that. Wa kana Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadira, and Almighty Allah has power over everything, all times, all places. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 27, how Allah granted victory to the Taliban without the helicopter, without the plane, and they defeated 48 countries, the coalition. So we see Almighty Allah's promise came to pass. Now where we are living from 1948 and before that to now, 73 years for occupation, this is what Allah speaks about. Al-Ifsadu Thani, this is the second time of mayhem, chaos and everything. And Almighty Allah states, Thumma, thereafter long period, Radadana, Allah mentions three things, but Allah does not mention it, attributing it to the Jews, attributing it to himself, and he will snatch it away whenever he wants to. Thumma radadana lakumul karrata alayhim, thereafter, subsequently, we return to you one more time the power, alayhim, against the Muslims. So now the state of Israel, the apartheid terrorist regime, has come into existence 73 years ago, and the first country to recognize it is America. So that is one bounty Allah gave them. Wa amdadnakum bi amwali wa banin, Almighty Allah says, we increase for you the wealth and your sons and your children. So Allah blessed them so much wealth, so many children, and so forth and so on. So all that Allah gave them. Second bounty. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا, and we gave you so much military support. And you see today, America, Europe, so many countries with them, helping them, that is materially, with money, billions of dollars, and you see with arms and ammunition, and the media, all that in their favor. So remember, this is all Allah's bounties. Then what will happen eventually and ultimately, inshallah, that we will discuss tomorrow. Few announcements, inshallah, today between 11 and 12 in our fiqh program with Mawlana Zahid Khan. We will be discussing Imam Abu Hanifa, the series we will start, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, over the next month, the 4 weeks, inshallah al-Aziz. Tonight, inshallah, we will be there in Masjidul Hilal. Isha Salat day is 7:30. That program will be live on Radio Al-Ansar, inshallah. And tomorrow, Jumu'ah, we will be there in the Sufi Masjid, Blenheim Road, where Hafiz Uwais Sufi is. That will be, inshallah, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And tomorrow, after Asr, 5 o'clock, Jamaat at Avondale. Inshallah, the nikah of Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family, meaning their son, beloved son of Ismail, two sisters, Sarah, Bibi, Isaac, the daughter of Hafiz Yusuf Isaac and his honorable wife. So inshallah that will be live on Ansar Radio International and Markaz Sahaba. So that is our program inshallah for tonight and tomorrow. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy and accept it inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, summa ameen. Ustad, I don't know if you know our very good friend Stanley. Stanley, yes. This is his sister Ustad. Sister Stacy. She says, morning AK, I just want to query how much is subscription to Merkaz per month after we purchase the Merkaz decoder. Sister Stacy, Ustad.
Thank you very much, my sister Stacy and my brother Stanley. I see you like S. So the brother is Stanley and the sister is Stacy. Our aim, my sister, is to educate the true Islam and propagate it free of charge. So there's nothing. You don't have to pay any subscription, nothing. Even now, if you go on the internet and so forth, and if you want the decoder and you are in Durban, so remember, contact me. I will be in Durban, inshallah, today, tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow. And you contact me, we will make arrangements and we'll give you one as a gift from our side. And you keep it and you listen to us. And remember that there's no subscription, free of charge. So a gift to humanity, and that will be Sadaqah Jariyah, a recurring charity from the Capital Group to you. Amen. So it's my number, my sister. You contact me by WhatsApp 071-888-1184. So you just send me a message and then our team will deliver it, install it for you sometime next week, inshallah Aziz, God willing.
She says, will do. God bless you, Ustad. Stacy.
Thank you, thank you.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can we make English dua, Ustad, while we performing farad salah, like in ruku, Ustad?
Remember, in salat, in namaz, in prayer, it must be in Arabic. Whether it is in ruku, bowing down, or in sajda, or in the qada akhira, the last sitting before you terminate the salat and make salam out of salat. So then you make dua in any language. First you praise Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Every Muslim knows that. Thereafter, salawat, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you send salutations and peace upon the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And then you speak to Allah jalla wa ala, idha sa'altumullah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. When you beg and petition Almighty Allah, O person Muslim, Muslimah, you yourself must have the firm conviction Allah will accept my supplication and dua. You know why? The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الدُّعَاءَ عَنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. Allah does not accept the dua, supplication, petition of a person whose heart and mind is unmindful. He's thinking of the soccer match, he's thinking of the elections, he's thinking of some nonsensical things there. So you must remember, so he's not begging Allah from the bottom of his heart. So then that type of dua will be rejected, but any language out of salat, out of namaz.
I see Walter says, good morning AK, please tell us what's happening to South Africa. Have you heard of what happened yesterday in Gateway? What's transpiring? Is this because the elections are near? Walter Ustad.
Remember, things will go from bad to worse, because you must remember, once the corruption comes in, and remember, nothing is done. I sent out a message the other day. So in the past 26 years, more than 2 trillion rand was gone missing and stolen. That is over 2 million rand per day. Remember that. So remember that me and you, what are we doing? Almighty Allah taught us chapter 16 and verse number 112. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Allah gives an example of a town, of a city, of a country. The examples are good for all times, all places. So it was safe, it was sound, it was safe, and so much barakah barakah blessing, that people were eating, drinking everywhere, and they would receive it easily, abundantly. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنُمِ اللَّهِ. Then in the name of democracy, me and you, the Muslim, non-Muslim, we became ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. The prostitution carries on, the gambling carries on, the pornography goes on, abortion goes on, the gay brigade goes on. So every vice you can think of almost has been legalized. So what has happened? فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So Almighty Allah gives you a taste, cause and effect, action and reaction. So then Allah Ta'ala covers you, that in all your towns, cities, and your entire country, provinces, there will be poverty. How many people are retrenched? How many people are unemployed? Well, hope, and how we live in fear, bima kanu yasna'un, because of their own actions. And the corruption is from the top, there's no question about that. This week alone, that you heard 300 million about the artists, yesterday you heard about the vibes and so forth, and this is going on and on and on and on, and nothing happens as usual. So which minister, deputy minister has been sent to jail and prison? And remember that as long as you don't do that, you catch the small fish, remember you're sending the wrong signals. So that is chapter 16 of the Noble Quran, verse 112. So we all have to pray for our beloved country. Cry, my beloved country. So that is the reality on the ground, my brother Walter, that our police and our law enforcement have failed us, and the politicians have failed us.
I see brother Nitesh says, good morning sir, if I gave somebody, say, short change, and he says after 5-7 years ago, he now remembers to pay him, Ustad. He says, do I pay the exact amount or do I add interest? Nitesh, Ustad.
I came to your shop and I bought a certain article. I didn't bother about it, Natesh. And then I gave you 100 rand. You supposed to give me 15 rand change, but you gave me 10 rand. I was not really much concerned. I took the 10 rand and I went away. Then you met me, or you realized after a few years you shortchanged me. So remember, you gave me 10 rand instead of 15 rand. So Islamically, you just have to give me 5 rand. But on your own, you must remember, without me demanding it, you say, okay, sorry man, you know, it was a mistake on my part, and as a gift, I want to give you 20 rand, 50 rand, because I'm paying you the amount after 10, 20, or 10 years, 5 years, 5 months, whatever. So if you pay it on your own as a gift, so that will be permissible, not interest. But if I demand, but now how can you pay me 5 rand after 5 years? So you must give me 50 rand. So that will constitute interest, and that is haram and unlawful.
We go to Durban. Sister says, Mufti Saab, I have cancer and I am under therapy. I was forced to shave my head bald because all my hair started falling off. Am I sinful? Sister, in Islam, Ustad.
Remember, in Islam, the hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai, authentic hadith. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliqa al-mar'atu ra'asaha. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited and made it haram for the lady to go and shave her hair. So that is, and the hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. So that is in normal circumstances. But now your case is abnormal circumstances. I know my brother. So you must remember, he had cancer and all, he had to go for all that treatment and so forth. So his whole beard, you know, not he shaved, it went away, it just disappeared. And then the hair started growing. So in a case like that, where your hair went away and then you shaved your hair and so forth, so best was you should not have shaved it, but if circumstances were such that they had to operate or what have you and so forth, the radium and whatever else. So you must remember, if they did it, then ad-darurat tubihul mahzurat. If it is matter of life and death, if it is matter, you must remember, operations and so forth, then in a case like that, we will say that the necessity dictates permissibility, meaning then there is no sin. But you should not have done that on your own. So you must remember that if they had to do it because of treatment and what have you, then there should be no sin. Nevertheless, just make tawbah, the doors of repentance are open, and Allah Jalla Wala grant you shifa, and Allah Ta'ala give all those who are ill, complete, restore them, speedy recovery. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow. Take olive oil, blow on it, and apply it on your head, inshaAllah. Tadkulu zayt waddahinu bihi fahinnahu min shajarati mubarakah. Is hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Eat the olives and apply the olive oil, because it comes from a blessed and a holy tree, and Allah speaks of it in the noble Quran. So therefore, I give out charity daily. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Allah Jalla Wala will grant you shifa and cure, inshallah.
I see Sister Lillian wants to know, what's the latest happening to our sister Afia? Unless these Americans are lying again, Ustad.
So you must remember, for them everything is a political game. Now they're very busy. You must remember the Democrats and the Republicans. Biden gave a report why they had to pull out, you must remember, from Afghanistan. But his senior generals, they said that he is not speaking the truth. So this is what happened. They all will speak. You must remember, we want peace. But the peace, remember, is with a forked tongue. P-E-A-C-E, that's what they pronounce. But remember that they want more pieces of occupation. So you will see the Jutla, the apartheid Israeli regime, stealing, occupying more and more land of the Palestinians. You will see the Americans after invading so many countries. So now they're looking where, which other country can we decimate and destroy. After destroying Iraq, after destroying Libya, after destroying Afghanistan and so many other countries, Vietnam and Korea and so many others. So if you look at their history, so that is what they want, hegemony and so forth. So that is why they get caught up. So as far as they are concerned, our doctors, Afia, she's very low on the radar system. But we believe in the power of Almighty Allah. Wakana wa'adam maf'ula. When His promise comes, it will come to pass, and she will definitely, with the help of Allah, Allah's mercy, then she will come home. And if Allah's mercy is not there in this sense, that she doesn't meet her family, she will meet them in the year after. Allah will elevate her rank and status to that of a martyr.
I see Brother Jason says here, but sir, are we sinful if we break man-made laws, like not stopping at a stop street when there are no cars in sight, Ustad?
So you must remember, my brother Jason, you want to be a sharpshooter. So you just look left, right and start moving. You want to carry on like the taxis. So you see the taxis, they just stop anywhere majority of the time and so forth. So remember, when the man-made law does not encroach upon the divine law, upon the law and teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then we must abide by it. And it is for our own interest. Now imagine you looking at a micro. So look at the macro, my brother Jason. If every person just had to skip the stop street, skip the robot, the traffic light, and so forth, how many extra accidents there will be, and how many guns people will be pulling out, and so forth. You know what a violent country South Africa is. So, my brother, we will say that is wrong. So, remember, in a case like that, that what we should do, we should observe the laws, because it is for our own safety and security.
Edward from Auckland, Ustad. He says he stays in Auckland. He says he wants to know any latest in China, Ustad?
So you must remember, the Chinese are wheeling, dealing, you must remember, with the Taliban. They're wheeling, dealing, yay, in Africa. And if you understand Chinese politics, you must remember that they want more and more Chinese to leave China, and they can settle other places and so forth, because of the overpopulation there, over billion people and so forth. So what happens is, they will come to Africa, and they know how much corruption is in Africa and so forth, you know, beyond the limits. So they will tell them that we will build your airport, we will build your port, we will do this, we will do that. But if you look at the fine print, you must remember, if they cannot pay, then that is collateral for them. They will take the whole airport, they will take the whole port, they will take this, and then interest and so many things. So that is why, whilst America and all of them are busy, so they have silently, quietly come in and become a major, major power in Africa and other parts of the world. So remember that, and still we must know that the Uyghur Muslims are still being persecuted, tortured, and it's a shame and a disgrace for every Arab country, every Muslim country. Not one of them has severed ties with China. So it shows that as far as Islam goes, for them it's very something by the way, you know, secondary. The primary aim, let us make deals, wheeling, dealing, and let us do deals with China and so forth. Otherwise, this is an open case. So you must remember of torture, persecution, concentration camps and so forth. So, but when people have the love and devotion for Islam, then only will you speak. Otherwise, what? You sold your soul, your soul. You minuna bil ghaib, that you say, believe in the unseen. The sad truth is today, majority of people, Muslims included, they have become yu'minuna bil jayb. How much can I put in my pocket? What is my commission? What is my cut? So that is what the story is nowadays. Allah protect us.
I see Ummi Halima says, dear Mufti Sahab, what all the laws for Umrah? What's going to happen for Hajj Ustad, Ummi Halima?
We told you already that regarding we're still in the month of Safar, so let's see how things play out. But you must remember, all these laws are haram, and the haram sharif does not belong to them. It does not belong to a family, and Allah will punish them severely. And Quran teaches us, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. When you make intention for a vice, and they're in the haram, then just intention of deviation, oppression, Allah says, we will punish you a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. This is enshrined clearly in the noble Quran, chapter number 22, and Surah Hajj, verse number 25. So imagine, you must remember what happens to those people who implement this type of laws. These are all haram. For namaz, for salat, we must apply. For the umrah, you must apply. For, you must remember, tawaf is not allowed. So all this is shaitaniyat, you must remember, we condemn it, remember, and the ulama and the sheikhs who speak against it, they are incarcerated in prison. Absolute disgrace, you must remember it is. Last question.
Brother Rodney says, good morning, sir. Not all of us are born intelligent, but some are more dumb than others. Sir, what makes a person intelligent? Rodney, Ustad.
Every person will have his own ideas of intelligence and, you know, being astute and being shrewd and so forth. In Islam, we only got one definition, and that is, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The person who enters Jannah and paradise and is saved from the hellfire, so that person is successful, he is the intelligent one. And that is what the secularists, that is what the capitalist, and that is what the democratic dispensation does not want you to know. They want you must be obsessed and engrossed in this worldly pursuits. Islam rejects that totally. Inshallah, 11 to 12, we will see you in our fiqh program, inshallah. Tonight, we will be in Al-Hilal Masjid, inshallah. Ameen. 7:30 Jamaat, and inshallah, the program will be after Isha, live on Radio Al-Ansar. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum.